for that, universities, the internet, television. Everywhere they are filling your mind with more stuff, information, knowledge and pseudo-knowledge, theories, beliefs, standpoints, positions. So if this talk doesn't work on that level, how does it work? Is the talk going to work on the emotional level? Is the speaker in a moment going to jump up and down the stage to create an emotional high in you? And when you get home, you've reached the low already. No, doesn't work on that level either. Because the speaker is uncharismatic. And it's a miracle that so many people come to listen to an uncharismatic speaker. That means there must be something real going on. And what else could this be? Is it entertainment? That's another way some talks are entertaining. Not really. There may be occasional laughter. So these three levels I mentioned, the mental level of information or knowledge, the emotional level, or the entertainment level, they may be present here in small doses. I remember, for example, my first talk in Holland 2 years ago happened to be very funny. I don't know why. Everybody laughed a lot, including myself. So there must have been some element, entertaining element there. But that's only a small fraction of why we are here, of what this evening is about. So if it's none of these things, or not primarily any of these things, why are we here? You are here to try out, and I use simple terms because it is so simple, to try out a different level of consciousness from the normal. And many of you have already tried it out. And quite a few of you perhaps already live at least partly in that different state of consciousness from the normal state, which is a state of continuous, incessant thought activity, the compulsion to think, to interpret everything, to label everything, to judge everything immediately, and to perceive everything through the veil or the screen of thought activity. That's the normal way to live. It's so normal that most people don't even know that that is how they live. Because everybody lives like that. Everybody they see on TV lives like that. But in many human